superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
I not to quote Rain Man, but I'm an excellent driver.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
You know what? He used to get so angry when we worked in Bristol. Uh-huh. I used to drive with my foot on the dashboard.
Oh, I know.
Earlier on the show, Chiefs general manager Brett Veach. Still to come, Ravens linebacker Patrick Queen. NFL Network analyst Steve Mariucci. Plus, your phone calls, what's more likely, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We're appreciative of you being with us here on NBC Sports on Peacock and Sirius XM 85 Terrestrial Radio, Rich Eisen Show, Coast to Coast Terrestrial Radio Network, Odyssey app, and so much more. Great chat with Brett Veach, the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs, going over his schedule, why the team parted ways with Tyreek Hill, what they did with those assets, how they moved the pieces around their chessboard. A fascinating conversation, and he gave us a terrific glimpse into what it's like to be a general manager of a Super Bowl contender year in and year out with a generationally talented quarterback. And trying to not only win a Super Bowl, but make sure you can have a sustainable roster for years to come. If you missed any of that conversation, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Steve Mariucci is making his way to the studio. We hung out in the NFL Network studio last night for the three-hour schedule release show. The NFL schedule is out. We already went all the way deep in on how the Philadelphia 76ers got eliminated, why they did, and what their next maneuvers are. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show for anything that you missed. But we turn to the phone line right now, the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line, to kick off hour number two of this program and welcome in one of the terrific, dynamic young players at the linebacker position that this league is seeing from the Baltimore Ravens. I do believe it's his first time appearing on this program. We say hello to Patrick Queen. How you doing, Patrick?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Where do we find you? Are you running errands? A little honey-do list? Where are you today, Patrick? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm about to get a haircut right now. I just left the facility doing some recovery stuff. So.
Okay. Where do you get your haircut, Patrick?
This guy named the church barber down here in Baltimore. I'm still learning my way around here, so I don't know the exact town or city or whatever. You
okay.
Know, so.
What gets talked about in that barber shop, Patrick? Anything that you could share with us?
Football life. That's really it. it's just a chill little spot. I ain't gonna go into many details about the life part, but you know.
TJ, why are you shaking your head when I ask a question like that? What is that? Is that a problem?
I mean, Rich, you got to understand what goes down in the barbershop, man. Sometimes what happens in the shop, you can't let out of the barbershop.
No.
Unless you're LeBron and you make a TV show about it.
But. You're saying that to me because I'm a bald man. That's why you're saying that to me,
see,
TJ?
That wasn't even that. No, it was more so, it wasn't so that you were bald. No.
Why are you laughing, Patrick? Why are you laughing now?
I'm just laughing along with everybody else.
Okay.
Patrick knows what happens in the shop, man.
Oh, boy. All right, so looking at you got to look at your schedule, Patrick?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, did you know you joined the AFC East for the first month of the season? Did you notice
that's just insane how it worked out, huh?
That's crazy. So the Ravens start off at the Jets, then get their taste of Miami at home. At the Patriots, home for the Bills. That's the first month of the season for the Ravens. What did you think when you saw that? You there, Patrick?
Hello, what'd you say?
Yeah. Cut out. What did you think when you saw all those AFC East teams to start your season?
Just another year for me to get better and showcase my talent, that's all. So I don't really complain on who we play or how they got it set up or anything. I'll just be ready to show up and ball out, that's all.
Okay. Very good. And then once you are done with the AFC East, you get right into it on a Sunday night game at home against Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. Do you have some sort of payback that you think you need to deliver to Joe Burrow, Patrick Queen, based on the way things went last year? Uh-oh, it looks like we lost him. I think we're in some sort of Bluetooth hell right now. Does that sound you there, Patrick?
Yeah, I was saying just basically just going to school with those guys and knowing them, and then you know just coming into the league and playing against those guys. You know, it's not bad blood, but it's different now. So just anytime, especially how they got up on us last year. So it's of course payback this year for sure.
Okay. Because, you strike me, certainly watching you play and certainly the position you play, that there's a certain pride factor that that got, shall we say, roughed up a bit by Burrow in particular last year.
I mean, Joe's my guy, you know. There's no bad blood between us, but Joe's got that swagger about him that, you know, it's hard when you're playing against him. It's hard to, you know, just sit there and play against them and be cool with them. It's always like an edge about them that gets everybody else fired up. So.
Well, I know obviously you guys, you know, won together before getting into the league, but now that you're in this league, those things go by the wayside, I'd imagine.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Of course, with him being in the division, you know, it's definitely beef there for sure. But, I mean, after the game, after the whistle stops, you know, it's all love, but in between the white lines is different.
And do you know, can you tell me, who's giving him his fashion tips, Patrick? Do you know?
I don't know. I have no clue. I guess, I mean, for him it's cool. I mean, he can pull off anything. He's a joke, so you know how that goes. But, you know, I tend to stay away from fashion stuff.
All right, let's talk about your quarterback a little bit, Patrick Queen. Your relationship with Lamar Jackson, walk me through it. What do you got?
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, he's really a chill guy. Like, he's interacting with everybody, but he's chill for the most part. It's a good relationship. There's not much to be said about us. It's just really what we do on the field. We try to just, you know, be the best that we can for our team. And there's always a team-first mentality. So I just came with the ball out with him this year. Hopefully, you know, he's healthy and back to 100% so we can get it rocking.
Yeah, and we had Calais Campbell on earlier this week, and he's coming back for year 15. What has he done for you or counseled you on, certainly since you're the one right behind him in this defense, Patrick?
Just coming in as a rookie with him, just seeing how he operates and seeing the things that he's doing, the things that he talks about from playing with other greats, just taking it all in and just trying to use it to my advantage, seeing what works for me, what doesn't work for me. And of course, having him in front of me is a big help. The big body, the 6'7", 6'8", whatever you want to call him, just having that in front of me is a huge help. So I'm definitely glad we got him back for another year.
I bet.
13, maybe 16.
Do you get any time with Ray Lewis at any point in time, Patrick?
I haven't actually like got with him in person or anything. I had a phone call with him a while back, my rookie year, so.
So he welcomed you to the position, to the team, to the conversation, basically?
It really wasn't a welcome. It was just what to do, how to take care of your body and stuff. So he gave us the pointers and stuff. I still think I need to earn my stripes on being welcome here.
What tips did he give you? Can you share any of them with me, Patrick?
Yeah, just basically recovering, like how to recover, what massages to do, how to do them, when to do them, stuff like that, who to use and stuff like that. Not stuff that, you know, that's too far out of reach or anything.
Okay, so what do you think this team can do this year? Walk me through your level of expectation for the 2022 season, now that you see everything in front of you, your schedule and all of that, Patrick.
I feel like we could do whatever we want. Really, it's just up to us. I feel like we're going to get whatever we put into it. So God knows what we're doing. He knows who's working, who's not. So at the end of the day, it's in his hands. I mean, if everybody's mindset is the same and everybody's working the same, then the level of expectations is going to be high, and what we need to achieve is the highest and ultimate goal of the Super Bowl. So Of course, we got to take it one game at a time and just go from there. But
okay, let's chop this up a little bit, Patrick, before I let you go to your haircut. Who's the best defensive player from LSU in the NFL today?
Ooh.
Patrick.
Today?
Clark. Yeah.
I'm putting myself up there for sure.
You know, do it. Do it. Go ahead.
I do. I feel like I could be the best. I feel like I still got to prove that. But I feel like with my skill, talent, and the team that I'm on, and just how defensive guys thrive there, I feel like that could be me for sure this upcoming season. So be on the lookout for sure.
Okay, so you're up there. So who do you put there then? Who do you got? For me in the NFL.
I got to put Tyrann Mathieu right there for sure. That's always got to be number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I got to go Devin White for sure. Just seeing how he played at LSU and coming into the league and doing the same thing, not letting others actually get better. So
okay.
He got to be right there for
okay.
sure.
Okay. So you're three? We'll put you at three? Do we put you at three then?
Yeah, for sure. We're just sitting there at three.
All right. So then who's
I'll take the tie with two. With them.
Okay. Who's four then? Let's get the fourth. Who's right behind you then?
What do
you
four. Think? It's just defense, right?
Yeah, just defense.
Just defense.
Just defense. What do you think?
It's going to be tough. I'll probably go to Davis, for David White.
Okay. I like that. How good is Stingley? Tell me how good he's going to be for the Texans, third overall pick in the draft.
He's going to be defensive rookie of the year. If we don't hold one down, he's going to be that one. So hopefully we get one back in Baltimore from either Kyle or other guys that we got, but
right.
Hopefully it's us. But if not, then I got to go with my boy Derek for that.
Well, when you know, I'm a Michigan Wolverine. When you get a Jumbo up and running, you know, he went to the same high school as Oway. You're gonna have the killer O's, man. He is phenomenal. You're gonna love him. You're gonna love.
I can't wait to see that work.
Yeah, when he gets back with his Achilles, look out. You guys are gonna be fast. You're gonna be all over the spot, and you know. You can win the AFC North and the AFC East, you know, in the first half of your season. You have no idea. It could actually
for
happen.
Sure. Yeah, that's why I just said, like, hopefully everybody's healthy, you know, that way we can take care of this.
All right, Patrick, tell everyone in the shop I said hi, will you please? Will you do that for me?
Will do. I got you.
Yeah, just say you were on the Rich Eisen show. Rich Eisen says hi, everybody, and then get what cut do you get? I mean, is there a name for it, or what do you got? What do you got?
No, I just tapered the sides a little bit on the side. I got like a little, not a true mohawk in the back. It's a little wider than the mohawk, but a little style like that.
Okay. You do that, Patrick. Well, if there's a name for it, you just say, call it the Eisen. Give him the Eisen. Okay. Would you do that for me?
Change the taper to the Eisen?
I got to have something. I got to have a toehold in some shop somewhere. Thanks for the call, Patrick. You take care. You be well.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
Let's do this again. It's Patrick Queen, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
I got to say, following up on that, Rich, one of my biggest life regrets
is
that I'll never be a regular at a barbershop.
Why?
That's not true, Chris.
What do you mean, why?
You could grow a beard.
Yeah. And then what?
Then you go to the barbershop.
Get groomed.
Yeah, my boy Benny Blades would hook you up.
It would take me like 4 years to grow a beard that would need tapering.
Hold on a second. There is always... the Dion room. And why will you never?
It's not happening. It's not happening. I don't have enough. See, now the Dion.
Dion route, told me I've got the donor hair for it.
You've got enough because you retreated.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mine is just, you know.
If you grew it out, what would it look like?
It would look like. It would
Fred
look
Sanford?
Like who's our buddy who was in
George Jefferson.
Who was in CSI Miami? Who with
oh, Caruso. Rex Lynn?
It would look like Rex Lynn. Terry Bradshaw.
Hulk Hogan.
Not a good look for me.
Yeah.
I don't have enough donor hair, quote unquote.
But that's because you shave your head, though. Like, if you just let it grow, you'd have donor hair, right?
Absolutely not.
No?
Brockman's bald head is shining like a full moon.
That's Eric Dickerson.
Thank you, ED.
Years ago.
And so I think about it every time I pass a barbershop or I see an ad for the shop.
Oh, man.
I think about it all the time.
Wistfully? You drive past them wistfully?
And I just go, what might have been? Every time I see Coming to America, what might have been?
Aha.
Aha.
See, but you could be the old man.
What is this, velvet?
You could be the old man just hanging out in the barbershop.
I could just hang out, I guess.
Why not?
I guess. I have a toddler now. Not a lot of hangout time.
Well, there's your barbershop, because eventually he's you're gonna have to take Cage to the shop. He's got to get a cut. That's where you sit in and just, you know, shoot the gift with everybody.
That's the sad thing, is the barbershop Chris now hangs in is children's barbershop.
It's not for me.
Well, the barbershop he goes to, there's like Chris, rocket ships and cars that people sit in.
That's true. That's true.
See, what you should do.
It's a Lightning McQueen.
You should start a whole new world for yourself. Is you should go into the kids' barbershop, sit in that little rocket ship, and just start talking
just
crap.
Hot takes. Just throwing out hot takes
to little children. Hot takes to little children. Yeah. SpongeBob.
Yeah. Hey, kid, I know you're crying.
That's SquarePants. He doesn't really have what it takes.
I know you're crying right now, but let me tell you about LeBron.
You want to see a crier?
That's how I used
LeBron.
To be. I used to go to Chuck E. Cheese for lunch back in the day because we used to work by Chuck E. Cheese. We'd go in there and I would play these little kids and all the video games, and I would trash talk these kids. But then I made sure I collected everybody's tickets and I'd hand them out to the kids at the end. But yeah, man, I would just, we'd be skee ball. I'd be talking trash to like 10-year-olds.
What if RES Consulting?
We're clearly in it.
Yeah.
What if we start a barbershop for bald men?
Oh. Mm. Because you go in, you get a hot towel action. You still got to get a shave.
You can still get a shave.
Yeah.
We got to shave your head.
Here's the problem, Chris. Here's the issue with that.
No.
Okay, because again, this is why I'm in charge of RES Consulting.
We're talking it out.
We are. I always think of the unintended consequences. It's kind of like why I'm perfect for the competition committee.
Okay.
Is that you always have to, when you come up with an idea, you got to think of the unintended consequences. What is the cutoff point to consider somebody bald enough to attend?
Yeah, like someone shows up and you go, nah, you got too much hair.
Too much hair, you're out. Beat it. Beat it.
I'm okay with that.
That's discrimination, man.
Like what I'm, so it's just like what? Like is there like a device that you place on their head in the same way that the child needs to be so tall to ride a ride that your hair must not get past a certain line that's on your head. You know what I'm saying?
The barbers have no guards on their clippers.
Jay's now removed his hat to show.
I just want to feel included.
All right, here's the deal. All right. Now, Rich, here we go.
Yes.
I'm going to sit this one out.
Is there one, yes. Two, three.
We're the council?
In. Okay?
Well, obviously.
Adam in the back, not in. He's like a fake bald guy. He has enough coverage.
Yeah.
But he cuts it low because he doesn't want to look like he's balding, but he's not actually bald.
That person can't attend.
He cannot go into the barbershop.
But what if the barbershop, there's a special spot in the barbershop for guys who are trying to fight and hang on? Because they can graduate to certain parts of the shop.
You know what I mean? Certain chairs? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the spot for guys who won't admit it yet.
Right.
And then that's not the best
part. And we're just like,
that's not the best part.
Come
home. There's not the best televisions there. There's not the best chairs.
They're sitting under the speakers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But the spot for the fully bald guys, it's like Valhalla in there. My God, you could live in there.
Like the Sky Club.
Please.
The Delta Club.
Sold. I don't know. What do we call it?
We'll think of something.
The Bald Brotherhood.
Bald Brotherhood.
I mean, we already got a name. We got a video
called the
for
Brotherhood, the Brotherhood Shop.
We just call it the Brotherhood. Shop Brotherhood.
You said you went to be like, have something in the barbershop. I told you a couple weeks ago, I went to my boy Benny and he was commenting about how funny you were during the draft. And
okay.
So you were the topic of conversation at his little barbershop.
I got to be honest. Yeah. I got to hit straight here. Was Benny going higher register? Like, he's pretty funny. Like, or like, it was kind of surprising to him.
It was
because I've been around a while. Where's Benny been?
I can't front. He was a little surprised. He goes, your boy Rich is low key, real funny, man. Like, and that's a compliment.
No, I take it as a compliment, but you know, this is my 18th draft. It's not like tried it a different way this time.
So what was
it's like a different hairstyle, you know what I mean? Like, I it's the way I do it. Where you been, Benny?
Benny Blades, what up, man? By the way, real quickly,
is that what his nickname is?
Benny Blades. Here's the deal with Benny Blades, right? Every time I
great
used to
nickname.
He doesn't have a shop anymore because he closed it for COVID. Now he cuts on his back deck.
Okay.
But when I used to go in the shop, there would be so many like celebrities and people that you would know in there. It would be shocking to me. I'd be like, bro, like you cut him, and him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going to New York for the Emmys and I wanted to make sure I got to see him before we left.
Oh,
so
good for you.
I called him like a month ago and I'm like, hey, man, I want to make an appointment on this date. And he was
for his deck.
Before his That sounded weird, but yeah. And so he's like, all right, tell me what's going on. I'm like, we're going to the Emmys, blah, blah, blah. And I said, look, man, I want that Ricky Bell 20 city tour treatment. Because, you know, Bell Biv DeVoe, Ricky Bell, he cuts Bell Biv DeVoe. So I sent him this text randomly. 30 seconds later, I get a FaceTime call from Benny. He's with Ricky Bell cutting his hair, and they're looking at my text cracking up.
Okay. All so, right. I like it. So does he cut Biv and DeVoe?
He does not cut Biv and DeVoe, but he sometimes cuts Bobby Brown, and he has cut Biv and DeVoe.
Very good.
Yeah. So.
All right.
But yeah, you've been the topic of conversation in the barbershop, man.
I appreciate that. Send my best to Benny and Bell. But Biv and DeVoe can bounce sand, as far as I'm concerned.
Poison.
Not to be too aggressive.
So I'm saying he'll hook you up.
You know what? I've been having let's take a break. We come back. I've been having some trouble with my aggressivity all of a sudden. Because maybe I'm listening to you about saying stuff with my chest, and it gets me in trouble. And it's off brand. Something happened on Twitter yesterday I need to address.
Oh, fire, you getting fired up?
No, everybody thinks I'm giving shrapnel to somebody who I really like a lot, so I want to hit that coming up next. Let's talk Game Time. Boy, do we love using Game Time tickets at the Rich Eisen Show, and every single time I've been watching the basketball playoffs on TV, I've been wondering what it would be like to be at these games. And when you choose your tickets on Game Time, you can see the view from your seat, where the court is, where you are in relation to it, and then the all-in prices. That's my favorite feature. The all-in prices makes sure that you see the lowest price guarantee and also know exactly how much everything costs all in before you purchase. So all the guests work is removed when you buy playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Battle Creek, Michigan, 1963. Kellogg's and Post, sworn cereal rivals, race to create a pastry that will change the face of breakfast forever. A wildly imaginative tale of ambition, betrayal, and menacing milkmen, sweetened with artificial ingredients. Unfrosted stars Jerry Seinfeld in his directorial film debut. It features a supporting cast of comedy greats, including Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, Amy Schumer, Max Greenfield, Christian Slater, Sarah Cooper, Bill Burr, and many more. Streaming right now on Netflix.
Here
back
you.
Here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. It's sort of ironic, or is it coincidental? I don't know, sometimes.
Yeah.
We're talking about baldness and our bald brotherhood, and our third hour guest arrived so early that we had to put him on television right now. Perfect timing, because he is truly greatest head of hair maybe in the history of television, sports television. Steve Mariucci is here nice and early on the Rich Eisen Show.
I feel like I don't belong. Look at all you bald guys.
But Moose, you're what's deciding to like go gray gracefully. Like, when did you make that decision?
COVID decision, okay?
Was it?
Yeah, because let's just face it. Most people in television, add color to their hair. I'm just telling you. And then
Patrick calls it a coat of paint.
Coat of paint.
That's what DP calls it, a coat of paint.
Yeah, I got Drew really Brees. Tired of that. So,
Stop it.
I grew old during COVID, and I love it.
Yeah, you were like Bob Barker. Yeah. Like one day you got it. Next day it's just like, whoa, where did that come from?
That's it. All natural.
I like this, though. It's great.
Yeah, it's not falling out yet.
I've noticed that.
But your wife likes it? I mean, that's the most important thing, right?
Matters. You know, I don't know what she likes. Wait, Gail, are you watching this? I love you. Geez, Rich, I had a weird morning this morning.
Okay.
You know what?
Why?
I was watching Good Morning Football.
Yes.
Did you look at it? There was Kay Adams last.
It's her last day, yeah, I know.
It was emotional.
I didn't see it. What did she?
Yeah, I was in the hotel over there, you know, and then... And I just started turning it on, and I'm going, I got to watch the last hour. And it was a lot of tears and a lot of goodbyes.
Of
and then Nate surprised her and came on the set and did
nice.
The show with them. And Traegs and Kyle and those guys. It's a great show. You know that. But I'm watching this, and they're saying goodbye, and I love you and all that. And then I'm thinking, we're going to have a show like that someday.
Oh
no.
No,
Rich, why would you say that?
I don't want to bring this down, but I start thinking someday we're going to have a show like that. Because the four of us have been together. They've been together for 6 years.
We've been there 10 years together, right?
I know, but I've been with you for 17, Rich.
That's right. I remember interviewing you on Lions Cam
at the league meetings,
and you were then, and also during, and
was my hair darker?
No, you were the difference between you now and as I've known you and you on Lions Cam is
you're gonna talk pounds here.
No, not at all.
You look great.
No, Steve, we're not talking about that. You were what's the word for it? Miserable.
Well,
you did not seem happy at all.
It's like a tough job, Rich, over there. We had Matthew Stafford on the set yesterday, and he looked revitalized, right?
He did. You said to him, screw it, we'll just share it. Stafford comes out on the set, and because he started the scheduled release show with us.
Oh, great.
And which was great. We've never had that before. We've never had like a defending Super Bowl champion quarterback just start with us. But then again, you know, we also really never had football in Los Angeles, let alone a new beautiful studio across the street from the place where the Super Bowl was played and won, where they have their regular season games anyway. But he said you look great. He's just like, I got makeup on.
He said,
because I had this real, you know, bad sunburn or something. He said, I got that sunburn. And I said, that's something you probably never said in Detroit very much, did you? Which, you know, I'm allowed to say, having spent 4 years in that area. But you didn't. That was the difference. But yes. And I just remember you joining us. It was the Super Bowl in Detroit. That was your first gig with NFL Network. It was the Seahawks and the Steelers Super Bowl. And, you know, you were just kicking the tires on that.
I was kicking tires already because I got whacked on Thanksgiving after the Thanksgiving game. And then Eric Weinberger calls me up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, a couple of weeks later or whatever.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, Mooch, you want to come on the NFL Network with us?
Mm-hmm.
I go, interview with Rich again or what? He goes, no, come and work at the Super Bowl.
Right.
I went, it's in Detroit. It's in Ford Field. He goes, yeah, I know. I go, I just got fired from there. You want me to go back in there and start doing shows? And he goes, yep, let's go. And I hadn't left my house in 3 weeks. I think I told you that once already. I mean, when you get fired, sometimes you just go in the tank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I literally didn't leave my house for 3 weeks. And then one day I got out and went to Costco and walked around the aisle. And I started eating those little hot dogs on toothpicks.
Oh, just samples. The samples are best.
I don't know what's sadder, that or staying in your house.
And then people start looking at me like, here's the coach. I got fired. He's eating toothpicks and hot dogs. I had to buy some. So I went and bought some. I bought some like white tube socks. I had to buy something. I couldn't leave the building without buying something.
You mean to excuse your grazing? Like to try and cover your grazing? Tube socks was a fig leaf of you grazing hot dogs out of
socks. Okay, but I had to buy something. Anyway, so then that's where we started in Detroit. Yep, that's where it all started. So maybe 20 years from now, we'll have a goodbye session.
You
know
what?
I
hope it's as long as look, I'll say it. Screw it. You know, obviously, we're in competition with many groups doing the job, and everybody has a terrific group behind them. We do, too. And the compliments I get on our show more than any other is the compliment everybody who does this for a living wants to hear. And the answer is, you guys really look like you're having fun and you like each other.
Yeah.
And my answer is, you're right. We're having fun and we really do like each other. Like, we do spend time with each other and having time with each other. And we've got great memories together. And some of our best memories, Steve, didn't think we were going to go in this direction, but you started us off. Love it. These are some great stories. Brockman, our Thursday night football. Now, I mean, isn't it crazy? We have Al Michaels and we have Kirk Herbstreit on the schedule release show. Thursday night football is now on Amazon Prime Video. Al's calling it with Kirk Herbstreit. But we started
thing. Kansas City.
In 2006 in Kansas City, it was me, you, Marshall, and Dion, and what Dion called the kids' table, right?
Because it was as big as your set
the
right
desk
there.
The desk is as big as this desk. And they put four of us right there on the field. That was the night Schefter broke the news that no matter what Jake Plummer was going to do as the quarterback of the Denver Broncos in Kansas City on that Thanksgiving night game, first Thanksgiving night game of a triple header on NFL Network, no matter what Jake Plummer did, Jay Cutler was going to get the start. And I'll never forget being in the parking lot in our trailer that they set up there. Pat Bowlen comes knocking on the door saying, where's Adam Schefter? Because I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, he just reported my quarterback is not going to start next week. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. He did say that. And I realized, oh, God, Schefter scooped Pat Bowlen.
Wow.
And I was wondering, how's this going to land? Because our network wouldn't have existed without the late Pat Bowlen being supportive of us. But those road trips for us were spectacular. And Dion being there, too, the current coach of Jackson State.
Yep.
What was the deal with your shoes that he did? He gave you shoes one year because
When we were all smaller and there wasn't 700 employees over at the net, we used to give each other Christmas presents.
Yeah,
and
Santa Mooch.
And Dion he got me Gucci's. He said I got to get some Gucci's for my Moochie. That's what he said.
Yeah,
and he got me some shoes, Gucci's.
Right,
they're good.
And then I remember complaining about that. And then somebody other did. He gave Gucci's to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I still have those.
I have mine.
Okay, you guys.
I have mine. Yeah. I wore them.
I remember that.
At the Miami Super Bowl. Remember it rained? I was out in the stands.
Yeah.
It got really wet. Sorry, Dion.
That was the Prince.
I still have them.
That was the Prince halftime show because it rained so damn hard.
Purple rain.
That night. I remember all of that. Yeah, man. We've been at this a while. So just to put a button on it. Look, we love doing it. I love you. I love Irv and Kurt and everyone that we work with. They'd be crazy not to keep us together for a long time. They would. There's no reason not to. The resources are there. The network is there. We love doing it. So hopefully what you're talking about
won't happen
for a long time. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
How about that?
Let's leave it at that because I was having a moment going, whoa.
Yeah, absolutely. And then to Kay Adams, you know, what a run. For her.
She's so talented.
And then Nate coming back. Because when I started NFL Network from scratch, NFL Total Access was the only daily show that we were doing. And then they started building it out. And I'm like, when is there going to be another show that's identifiable to NFL Network that's on the air every day that everybody's going to want to tune in to see? And then Good Morning Football was born.
Was Kenny Norton doing it?
It was me, Ken Norton, and Seth Joyner when we started.
Seth Joyner and Ken.
Yeah. And then one day, Susie calls me up. She says, Pete Carroll wants to come on the show because she was covering USC at the time. Mm. She goes, Pete wants to come in. I'm like, oh, okay, great.
Your first coach interview was a college coach?
Well, in studio. Uh-huh. I believe so. Pete comes in and, you know, USC is killing it. 03, 04, 05. I forget what year. I think it was 04, whatever. And Pete wants to come in. And I'm like, okay, great. And so she arranged it because she was covering Pete and they're still, you know, friendly and tight today. Mm-hmm. And he comes in, Pete Carroll comes in, and it's me, Pete, and Ken Norton, who was, as you know, Mr. UCLA, but they just hired a new staff and Ken wanted to coach a little bit. He was doing some youth coaching and they didn't knock on his door. Pete heard that. And at the end of the interview, said to Ken Norton, take a walk with me. And within days, hired him. And as you know, Ken's been on his staff, was on his staff for a very long time. Okay. I think Pete
came over to interview Kenny, not necessarily to get on with you. Like, he had an agenda.
The interview I think he was more interested in wasn't me interviewing him, but him interviewing Ken.
Yeah.
I think that actually happened.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got tons of these stories.
Oh, I had Ken on my team at San Francisco. As a linebacker, he was terrific.
Was that when he was punching the goalpost like a fighter, like his dad?
My first year there, I mean, before the game, an NFL locker room is really it's really something. Before the game, it's quiet, it's nervous. Some guys are playing music, and all of a sudden, I hear two guys yelling at each other, swearing at each other, like fighting with each other. And I'm going, whoa, what is all this? So I walk out. It's Ken Norton Jr. and Gary Plummer, who were our inside linebackers. And then I learned that's how they got up for games, by just abusing each other before.
Get out of here!
Yeah, they were just, and they were going, I'm watching this like, this is pretty bizarre, Ken. But whatever floats your boat, okay? Like,
wow. That's how they got fired up for games?
Yeah, by attacking each other in the locker room.
Is that the strangest such ritual you've ever witnessed as a coach anywhere at any point?
There's a lot of rituals. I saw, well, of course, Dion, Jerry Rice, too. They used to put their uniform on the...
And imagine what they would look in it,
wristbands,
right?
Everything, make sure
Jerry did that, too?
Jerry, yeah, Jerry Rice did. Jerry was meticulous. I think he does that with his suits. I mean, he does. Everything is perfect for Jerry.
He did that on his... did he do that for every game? Jerry, well, even on the day that you gave Terrell Owens 20 balls,
stop.
On Jerry
I knew
Rice.
But you walked right into it.
I did.
You walked
did.
Right
that
into
was
it.
Low hanging fruit for you. Was it?
You walked into it.
What's wrong with you, Rich?
Does Jerry still hold that against you today?
I think it depends what kind of mood he's in. Sometimes we laugh about it, and sometimes he's like this.
You know, there's a story I want you to tell so desperately. You're not.
No, I'm
tell
not
it.
Telling any Kevin Barlow stories or anything like that.
You've told that. You've told that here.
Matt Willick, sit right here. Yeah, and you've tell told that story.
Is there the photograph story? Would you tell that story?
Which one?
The photograph, the famous photograph that you wanted to recreate. Would you mind telling that story? You've never told that story before.
What are you talking about?
This photograph. The famous 49er photograph. You wanted to recreate. Remember that? Well, you've never told that story in public.
Is this public?
It is. Let's take a break. I'm going to work on you in the commercial break, and then we'll come back. This is one of my favorite Mooch stories of all time.
Okay,
great. This is folks, you have no idea. He's never told this story in public, and it's phenomenal. And we're locked in. Do not move. Trust me on this. Back in a moment.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back here on our terrestrial radio network, along with Peacock and SiriusXM, Steve Mariucci. I was planning on having you here talking about the schedule, but because that's what we did last night, the schedule release show, but we're having too much fun going down memory lane. Okay, so here, you have never told this story publicly, and I am honored and thrilled because I think this should be brought to the people.
Yeah.
And I know your part of you is thinking, don't do it, and but you got to do it.
I'm doing it.
Okay, great. So. Yeah. At the old NFL network setup, there were conference rooms, and one conference room after another was named after famous football players. So the NFL game day morning meeting that you were part of all those years when you were Marshall Faulk segment producer, right. Chris Brockman, we met for many years in something called the Montana Room, named after Joe Montana. And in the Montana room is one of the most iconic football photos that 49er fans would know on site. And I'll explain it when we put it up on the screen right here for our radio audience. Uh-huh. It's Montana and Bill Walsh in the old Candlestick taking on the Bears, for crying out loud. Right. You can see that on the scoreboard there. And it's Montana looking at Walsh and Walsh looking at Montana. They're both taking a knee on the turf there. And it looks like they're drawing up a play in the turf with their fingers, right?
It's like kids do in the playground, in the backyard, just draw a play up in the dirt.
And so while we're waiting, presumably, memory fades, but we'll just assume we're waiting for Irv to arrive. the meeting is not yet started.
Or Marshall.
So Mooch says the following, got a great story about this photograph that I've never told. And so you know how it works with Mooch.
I mean, of course.
We're all like, okay, you have the floor.
10, 15 minutes.
Steve Mariucci, you now have the floor, please. Please,
so,
here we go.
That photograph was, you know, it's like you said, it's iconic. It's like, that is so cool. A couple of Hall of Famers, down on a knee, just talking the next play. We've all done that when we're 8 years old, right? Well, so now I'm coaching the 49ers.
You're the actual coach of the
49ers. I'm actually coaching the 49ers. And Joe, you know, he wasn't, I didn't coach Joe. He was gone. Steve Young was there. Pretty good player.
Heard of him.
And and then the photographer was Mike Zegaris, you know, and there's a lot of stories about Mike Zegaris, man. He used to be the photographer, like the Rolling Stones and everything. Anyway, so I just got to thinking, gosh, that would be cool if I could have a photo like this someday, you know, like with Steve Young. And I don't know if I'm going to last 1 month with the Niners or 5 years or what, where this will end, but that would be a cool photo to have with Steve Young. So I'm not kidding. We're playing a game, and we're winning pretty big. Second quarter, second down. And I'm looking around, and up, boom, there's Mike Zegaris. Mike Zegaris is right on the sideline. And I went, boom, oh, my God. That's probably where he was sitting or kneeling when he took that photo of Bill Walsh and Joe Montana. So I went, time out.
You called a timeout in an actual NFL game.
Absolutely no reason to call a timeout at all. All right? Steve looks at me and goes, what? Timeout. Come here. And he goes, why? Come here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
These mics are so big, they can hear me from here.
Yeah.
So here he comes.
Yeah.
And I'm going, okay, so Zegaris is still there. Mm-hmm. This is my moment, man. This is my moment. So here comes Steve, and he's walking. He's wondering why in the world I'm calling timeout second down and five. There's nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. So as he's approaching, I take a knee. Oh, yeah, I'm going to pose for this picture. I don't give a shit. So I come down, take a knee, and I'm waiting for Steve to come and take a knee right next to me on the field, right? So all of a sudden, our equipment guy, Kevin Lartigue, he goes, Steve, you want some water? And I'm sitting right there, and he took a right. He goes over there, and he's getting water and his helmet with Greg Knapp and all those other guys, and I'm sitting here like this. This is not what I was thinking about right here. Steve Young's supposed to be here with me. He's over there drinking water. And then I go, okay, so I'm going to have to do it some other time here. And they came back up, and here comes Steve, goes, what? I go, ah, nothing. Good job. Let's go back in the game. So I'm sure he's watching this from home.
Oh, my.
And now
God.
He knows. Wow. Now he knows
the
that.
The timeout. So Steve Young never knew why you called. Do you remember who you were playing against at this point in time? Do you remember this?
I don't know.
Okay, so you're up big.
It's at home in Candlestick. We're up big. We're up 28-2 or something, second quarter. And it was wasted timeout, but it was a chance to take that photo. And it was, I was ready. Steve wasn't ready.
I was ready.
You know, he just went up, took a little detour. That's all.
So he has, to this day, no idea why you called that timeout.
Well, he'll know now because I'm sure he'll get blown up on his phone. And, you know, Mooch just wanted to take a photo with you, and you screwed it up.
Did you fire the water guy immediately for ruining the photo op?
Why did you give him water, man? I mean, he didn't need water. It's second down. And so it's like, I didn't tell anybody that. That was really embarrassing.
Oh my God.
Now, what happened in the game? Like, did that timeout become crucial at some point?
Everything was Atlanta. We kicked their butt. Right. I mean, when Steve was playing, we were really good.
It's
funny how you're a good coach when you have a good quarterback.
Oh my God.
Weird.
He told that story, and the whole, you could imagine, you've been there with Mooch telling these stories. The whole table was rolling laughing, just like I was right there. All right. Now the cat's out of the bag.
It is. So I'll get a call from Zegaris. He'll go, darn it, I was probably ready for that.
Did he not know it either?
No.
You told nobody what your intentions were.
Rich. But I knew he would have taken it. He was sitting right there. They're waiting for photographs all day long, right? And he would have taken it. It would have been exact. It would have been exact. Except my hair wasn't white like Bill Walsh's was. It is now, but it wasn't at that time.
That would have been great, man.
Look at that. I was ready
for it.
I was taking a knee by myself.
Who does that? Like, take a knee. Why? Coach, she calls timeout. Why? What are you doing? Oh, take a picture.
I'll tell you, Lee Corso took a picture during a game one time.
Did he?
He was coaching Indiana. They were playing USC, and they scored first. They were 7-0. He stopped the game. He took a team photo with the score, Indiana 7, USC nothing.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Then they got beat like 49-7. But he took the picture. He stopped the game, took a timeout, stopped the game, and took a team photo.
To commemorate that they were up by seven in the Coliseum. Yeah,
it was, I don't know where it was. Well,
wherever it was.
Yeah, it didn't matter. It was my perfect gosh. Picture.
Well, you know, Rod Woodson tells a story. If you're ever around Rod, have him tell the story of his recruiting visits and how he wound up at Purdue. You know, and the story goes, because I asked him at one point, like, you're Mr. Indiana. Why didn't, you know, did Indiana not recruit you? And he said he was recruited by Indiana. It was Lee Corso who knocked on his door when he was coaching Indiana. Yeah. And he told Rod, hey, Rod, I've just been fired by Indiana, but Indiana is a great place for you to go to still. And that was the way that Indiana attempted to get Rod Woodson to go and play for the Hoosiers.
Oh, wow.
But it's just like, I appreciate the honesty, coach, but sounds like things are kind of screwed up around there. See you later. And then he wound up taking one out of Midwest school visit to Arizona State, and because he just wanted to see what it's like to maybe live in Arizona and the heat and the desert and go to like this big, huge college town and whatever. And he doesn't remember who was his recruiting coordinator, but the guy took him off the plane and took him to see the movie Gandhi.
Yeah, he said something about a movie. That was a negative.
Like the total running time is like damn near 4 hours. There was an intermission, and he's just like, you know, he thought he was going to go to campus and just like see a big vibrant campus. And
you know, Rod was with us when we did our first Super Bowl in Detroit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, Rod was part of that whole thing. Yeah. Look at you going full circle here, Mike. Anything we want to talk about the schedules before I let you go?
No, but it's a good schedule, isn't it? Gosh, that was a fun show yesterday.
It was, yeah.
We were there 6 hours. I mean, geez.
I know. We taped a lot of stuff that we played back, but it was a long day. But all right. At any rate, it's good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. So you're going to go see the grandkids now? Is that what you're going to do?
So, yeah, I'm going to go see. I got kids scattered all over, Rich. You know, they're all over.
Right.
I got Adam and Sarah live in Greenwich, Connecticut, right around the corner from Steve Young. Every time I go there, I video myself. Hey, Steve, here's your house. You miss it? I mean, anyway. And
well, you're going to have something to talk about with Steve next time you see him.
I know it. He's definitely have seen this by now and will be calling.
Remember that one time, Steve, where Mariucci burned a timeout? You had no idea, and then all of a sudden you turn around and he's taking a knee on the candlestick turf telling you to come join him? He wanted to take a picture, Steve. Oh, my God. Fantastic.
Okay. All right.
We're done talking about it now.
All right. I got to go see some grandkids over in Riverside.
You see your grandkids.
Kyle and Colt, yeah.
Okay.
Now share the story about the cell phone, Steve.
The what?
The story about the cell phone.
He already has, and so has Willig himself on this program.
Willig!
I'm not going to tell that story.
That story
anymore.
Is you not for Steve to tell anymore.
Yeah.
All right, so send my best to Gail and your family.
Yeah, and ask Susie where she got that flag.
Oh, yeah.
Susie, are you watching?
She probably is, but you liked her sweater coat yesterday?
Yeah, tell me where you got that. If you don't mind me buying one for Gail, you know, you guys can like go together to the mall with their flag coat on.
I think that might actually be purchased on her behalf for you in the next 5 minutes. If she just heard that, she might actually. Well, do you know what she's probably doing? She's probably driving 80 miles an hour and then buying it with her by using it in her right hand
with her foot on the
dash. My God.
Okay,
it's a miracle we commuted
that's
together and
safe.
Actually made her
that's not safe.
Is that your
official
assessment?
Official assessment.
not
safe.
Can confirm. Can confirm. All right, Mooch. Thanks for being here. Steve Mariucci, everybody. All right, we're going to really dive into the schedule, hour three, and take your phone calls, 844-204-RICH. Oh, we're still here on Peacock for another 2 minutes. All right, so what did leap out at you about the schedule? How about that first Monday night game? How about Russell Wilson going back to Seattle right off the bat.
I know it's some people think they should wait until Russell kind of learns that offense and
yeah,
rhythms
I'm one of those
up
people.
With his. And some people, on the other hand, it's like get that out of the way so you don't have to talk about it anymore. Just get that game in the books. And but their team on offense, Denver's team, will not be as ready for the opener as they will be later. But hey, I mean, all eyes will be on that game, right? I mean, it's a huge game. How about the Bills and the Rams? I mean, all these games. It seemed like the schedule was every week there were some awesome, awesome games. And you know why, Rich? We have a really good situation right now with our quarterbacks in the league.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than it ever has been. So the matchups between teams often present itself as matchups with quarterbacks, right? Josh Allen against Patrick Mahomes and Brady against Rodgers and whatnot. So the league is in such good shape with quarterbacks. There's always going to be these great matchups now.
Yeah, and the fact that 13 teams, so we'll do the math for you, that's almost half the league, has the full maximum of 5 nationally televised games. 13 teams. I think that's a record number. We're 13 different. Patriots have 4 in a row, by the way.
In a row?
Yes. The Patriots have. Let me get
you,
that.
You know
exactly.
What else is
it's
fascinating?
Late November
is,
to early December, right?
Is a schedule release or the making of the schedule.
Yeah, Mike North and then Howard Katz and the rest of the
crew. Mike North and Howard Katz. And how that got affected when Tom Brady chose to come back. And even after Russell Wilson changed teams, that changes the whole kit and caboodle, right?
Yeah, the Patriots have a Thanksgiving night game against the Vikings in Week 12. Then they turn around, and they and the Bills, who play earlier on Thanksgiving again. Normally the Cowboys are the team that turns around and plays another team that played on Thanksgiving the following week. So Thursday Night Football has both teams in a full complement of rest. But that's the way the Bills and Patriots will play each other in New England. And then after that, the Patriots are at the Cardinals on a Monday night, and then they probably will stay out here in the Western time zone and visit Josh McDaniels the following. Yeah. That's what 4 straight nationally televised.
The international games are interesting, too. You're right. Going to Munich.
That's great.
With Tom Brady, that'll be fun.
Mooch, thanks for coming
guys.
In. This is a
all
blast.
Right,
thanks for telling that story. Hour number 3 coming up. Don't go anywhere.